My name is Harley Stroh, and I'm the line editor for the Goodman Games Dungeon Crawl Classics. And you are about to enter the dungeon of the Vorpal Network. Snickeder snack. Roll for initiative.
Hi, my name is Matt LeBeau, and I just won the Pathfinder RPG Beta by listening to The Tome.
Welcome to The Tome, episode 89. The Tome is a D&D news, reviews, and interview show, and I'm your Tome host, Jeff Greiner. In this episode, we take on a green dragon with Dragora's Dungeon. This episode is brought to you by RolePlayingTips.com, a website full of dungeon master tips and role-playing advice. If you enjoy podcasts, it's just like that, only in texty, non-audio sort of format. And by listeners like you. Thank you for using the Tome's Amazon store and helping to support the show. Announcements for this episode? Not much. I got a bunch of review copies from Goodman Games of their Dungeon Crawl Classics a while ago and some of their other adventures, and I've prepared notes for all of them in the last week or two, so expect to hear all about that line. Goodman Games did a tricky thing with their Dungeon Crawl Classics line when 4th edition came out. They published the adventures along with the Master Dungeons adventure, Dragora's Dungeon, that I'm reviewing today. Immediately after the 4th edition books came out, which means that they used the old license from 3rd edition. As a result, these books have some odd word choices. As a need to sort of wiggle through the legal issues there. So I'm willing to give them a bit of room, a bit of slack on their 4th edition design philosophy and mechanics. They were ambitious, and I want to give them the benefit of the doubt for having the chutzpah needed to pull that off. But I do want to point out that these reviews will point out some areas where 4th edition design could use some work, because I want to be fair to you, the listener, as well. I want you to know exactly what you're getting into, and I look forward to what Goodman Games will pull out in the future, now that they've had time to develop how their style jives with 4th edition and all that. Dragora's Dungeon is the first in the new series from Goodman Games called Master Dungeons, intended to be quite difficult, more so than the Dungeon Crawl Classics line is. I'm not entirely convinced that this is accomplished appropriately or not. Some of the DCCs, that's Dungeon Crawl Classics, have parts every bit as difficult as what's in Dragora's Dungeon. And sometimes what one person calls hard, another person calls bad design or railroading. But in any case, that's more than enough of an introduction, so here's my review of Dragora's Dungeon by Harley Stroh. Okay, so Master Dungeons, Dragora's Dungeon by Harley Stroh. As I understand it, this adventure is based on the cover art by Clyde Caldwell, and the cover art is very reminiscent of 2nd edition, which goes along with the theme of what Goodman Games has been doing lately, adventures with a 2nd edition feel. And the picture I really like, although I like the details and the background more than I do the main central figures, just the little things in the corner, the little skulls over here and that kind of stuff are just really cool. The interior art, since I'm on the subject of art, is a little bit scant. I kind of wish there was maybe a little bit more of it, but it's decent and it's clear. Now, this adventure is made for level 1 characters, but honestly, level 2 would probably work just fine. Maybe even better in some situations, without really being scaled much. And on that note, I think it would scale up pretty well. I don't think it would scale down to a smaller group very well, but it would scale up really easily. Probably as far as levels 7, maybe 8, if you really scale it up well. I think it would make a good story and a good adventure at that level too, if you are willing to put the work into modifying the monsters and the characters and the creatures and the traps and all that. Quick summary of the story. The Sorcerer Kings of Parhawk created a new race of slaves called the Zanekin, and these are sort of ape people. And they saw this big disaster coming. And so in order to save themselves and protect themselves from this great disaster, they put themselves into a stasis and kept the Zanekin around to sort of maintain them and to guard them, and then to wake them up when the time came. This did not go well because the Zanekin slaves actually ended up destroying them while they were in their sleep. Then, fast forward, Dragora and her green dragon consort find out about the ruined city of Parhok, and they find a way in, and they break the magical seals. They get in, and the Zanekin think that the green dragon that Dragora runs around with is an avatar of Tiamat. They've taken up worship of Tiamat, and they've picked that up from their old sorcerer king masters, or at least most of them have. And so as a result, Dragora uses her consort, the green dragon, to take over. She is using the situation to simply give herself time to scrounge around through the ancient ruins of Parhok and find all kinds of magic. She's found one thing, and rather than bide her time and find more, she uses the one thing and the one ritual or item that she's found and runs out right away and sends one of her Zanekin followers off to the nearby kingdom where the party is living to try to wreak havoc. So that brings the party in. She sends the Zanekin with her new magic to put the entire keep to sleep. But only the PCs can manage to stay awake and stop the evil plot. That leaves the PCs to follow the trail of this Zanekin assassin back to the ruins, which is a bit of a loose connection. It seems like there might be a risk here that the party won't go after that. But with a good DM, and again, the Master's Dungeon Collection likes to assume that you're an advanced DM that knows what you're doing, you could probably pretty easily get them where you need them to go. So they follow the trail, they find a way inside the ruins, they fight through the swampy former farmlands that are underground, they befriend or capture various forces of the Zanekin, which are split into three major factions, and they're forced into the Temple of Tiamat. And eventually they defeat Dragora and her dragon, who escape the fight to wreak havoc another day. So, that's the story of Dragora's dungeon in a nutshell. Let's talk about pros and cons. Here are some things I really liked about Dragora's dungeon. It's well written, and it has really interesting and dynamic encounters. This is the real strength of Dragora's dungeon, is the encounters. They've designed those very well. For example, there, when you first enter the ruins, there's a room where you run into an encounter with an imp. Okay, I've seen imps in just about every first level adventure for 4th edition so far. But this becomes interesting because the imp isn't acting in a typical way. This imp doesn't even make himself known for the first encounter. He's triggering things, he's bringing out more monsters, he's using all these traps, but never does anything that actually forces him to become visible. Then, eventually he springs his final trap, and the party is able to confront him several rooms later after he's wreaked all kinds of havoc. And one of the great things about the room where you first run into the imp is it's this upside-down ziggurat thing, right? So it's these giant steps that slowly work their way down into smaller and smaller areas, and the bottom one is just a simple 10x10 cube room, well, area, I guess, and there's a door. That's where the door is. That's where the exit is. You have to climb down these giant stairs and get down to this bottom little area and get out, meanwhile fighting things along the way and dealing with the going up and down the stairs and all that. But the great part that I really like there is that little 10x10 area at the bottom, if you're playing this, don't listen, it's a gelatinous cube down there. But because of the qualities of a gelatinous cube, it's really hard to notice. So that first PC that jumps down into that 10x10 area is going to have a real surprise when they've just jumped feet first into a gelatinous cube, which I think is awesome. I also really liked the dynamic way that the final fight happens with Dragora, because she doesn't just stay still, right? She fights for a while, she meets a certain goal, and then she hops up to another level where the green dragon is able to help out and get involved. And then they fight there for a while, and when she realizes that things are going against her, she escapes. And that's the end of the adventure. She gets away. Which sort of leaves you like, I did this whole adventure and I didn't win because she got away and I'm just right back where I started. Well, yeah, sort of. But at the same time, it does a great job of seeding future adventures. I mean, this is a first level adventure, and it makes sense that this big bad guy character at the end doesn't just sit around and take it. It's a smart NPC and acts intelligently, and intelligent creatures and people and worlds don't usually fight to the death unless there's a really good reason for it. And so she doesn't. She runs off. This, like I said, creates this story, I guess, this adventure creates some really awesome potential for future stories, which, again, is something that a good low-level adventure is going to do. You've still got the Zane Kin running around, so you could pull in stories dealing with what's going on with these ape men who have been down there and the political intrigues between the major factions of the Zane Kin. Most of the city where the Zane Kin are living in, the ruins of Parhawk, aren't detailed at all in the book. You get about a third of the city detailed, and even then, not very well detailed. It looks from the book that the Zane Kin only live in one third of the city. Well, what's going on with the other two thirds? There's a lot of potential for adventure there. Maybe you find more magic or more relics that could play a big role in future storylines. The Sorcerer Kings, they could still be around. There's nothing to say that all of them were so trustworthy in their slaves that they were easy to find. And so there could be Sorcerer Kings still in stasis under there that the PCs might unwittingly wake up. And of course, there's the fact that Dragora herself escaped. So you could always go back after Dragora and find out what wily thing she's up to. And then the last pro that I want to talk about is that this adventure takes unique approaches to some different situations. For example, dealing with the Zane Kin is done in a unique and interesting way. You can bargain with them. You can fight them and be captured. And then eventually they actually will surround you and force you into the temple. Now, this is really interesting and unique and very cinematic and creates some cool things in your story. But this also runs some pretty serious risks. You need to be clear as a DM with your players that there are battles in this adventure, in this story, that they can't win. Let them know up front. Because some groups will go into an adventure like this thinking that they can hack their way through it. And if they try that in this, you will have a total party kill at several different points. There are some fights they can't win, and you need to tell them that so they can act in a realistic and appropriate way, and a way that helps advance the storyline. I'm a big fan of having clear communication with your players. And I think this is a case where you really need to do it. And if you do, it pulls off some really cool story things. Some really pulpy adventure-y stuff, too. Like when you're surrounded by an army of evil ape men and they force you to flee into the evil temple of the dragon god. That's a really pulpy adventure. But it could go really badly if they don't know what they're getting into. Cons. Some of the cons for this story. The plot's pretty loose. And without some railroading or some real work and finesse from a really good DM, the whole story could kind of fall apart. I found the bit going into the swampy farmland before you get to the actual city, but after you get into the ruins, it gets to be a bit of a grind. It's just sort of random encounters and random things that don't really push much of the storyline. They kind of give some hints into one of the Zane Kin groups, but it doesn't really go anywhere for me. That section does seem to me to turn into a bit of a grind too. Let's get some fights in so that we can get our PCs up a level before they get into the hard stuff. I thought these city ruins were kind of a little bit underdeveloped. I kind of wish they'd given me more information about the ruins and the city, and the impact that Dragora has had. I mean, clearly she's come in, she's more or less taken over their society. How has that changed things? How has that impacted the Zane Kin? They have this culture in the society, these three major groups that are always vying for control. The Zane Kin don't seem to interact much with Dragora at all. And I'd like to know more about that and how she has impacted their life. But all in all, a good book, a good adventure, and very interesting. The cover price is about $13. And you can get it on the Tomes Amazon store for about $10 if you're interested in that, which helps support the store. And I think it's easily worth it, either one of those prices. If you need an adventure to help kick off a larger campaign, and you have the drive and know how to turn a single adventure into a full campaign, I think this one is a really good place to look. Because it gives you just tons of seeds of things that could turn into some just really cool stories in the future. Now, whether or not Goodman Games is going to give us some adventures for that, I don't know yet. There's nothing that I can find to indicate that on their coming releases page. But there is some potential with this story to give you a larger, almost adventure path-like story arc. And if they're not going to, you certainly could, and it wouldn't be that tough. You've got a good foundation at that point for future stories. Well, there you go. That's Dragora's Dungeon. There's Dragora's Dungeon. Now let me tell you about this episode's sponsor, RolePlayingTips.com. This is a blog that I've been reading off and on for some time now, and I am so glad to include them as a sponsor for this episode. This is a website that has a blog which has recent topics like making your game dark and gritty, 8 tips to use props for your game, and a download of over 80 5-room dungeons that you can plop into any adventure. But along with all that, they also have an e-zine that you can subscribe to. So, head over to roleplayingtips.com and hone your Game Master skills. And that's episode 89. Email the show at thetomeshow@gmail.com. Swing by the forums and tell me what you look for in a pre-made adventure like the one we reviewed today. Be a good Tomite, like Arcane Guyver, and hop over to those forums. The iTunes review challenge is still going. Remember that we started November with 14 reviews, and the goal is to hit 25 by the end of the month. So, search for The Tome Show in iTunes, and give the show a good review. Help other gamers find the show, won't you? Don't forget to swing by the Amazon store to help support the show, and get the discount all... It's all in one. The best of all worlds. Links for things mentioned in the show can be found in the show notes on the website at thetomeshow.com, and this has been episode 89, Dragora's Dungeon of... The Tome.
I'm on the wall.